What's Zuza? It's the young Buddha. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. We're back at it for another audio development journal. And that's all holidays. It's a Merry Christmas and a happy Hanukkah to all, and Festivus, of course, and all the Kwanzaa and all the other holidays, right? And for the unaware, of course, the wazuzah is a Jewish ornament, a small Jewish ornament that is put on the door, which is to be kissed, with the touch of the hand upon entry, which blesses your arrival into the home or the Sukkot, right? Or I believe you call it a chuppah. But be careful, of course. You put so much damn lacquer on those things. It's like an accident waiting to happen. So today we're going to talk about the clout chain and using the clout chain as a communications mechanism and, more specifically, clout chain notifications. So, what we're about to dive into, if you've been following with some of the recent trips, which you could go check out if you haven't, some of those open source learning lectures. We've been kind of, I put my foot in the door with messing around with how you could potentially do encryption with the Truth Social Network. And that in turn led us into a journey of exploring the wider field of cryptography and brushing up on some old terms and whatnot. And so it's kind of interesting. We spoke about how encryption wasn't really all that important as a use case, because there's so much more to this shit than that, and I hadn't even spoken about it until a few weeks ago, but wanted to explore the idea. And interestingly enough, through exploring this idea, we actually figured out or stumbled upon somehow a pretty fucking clever way to do encryption, right? I mean, a lot of it, as with most stuff here, is built upon pre-established concepts and open source software such as ECIES, which is a method of using public key cryptography, through a hybrid encryption scheme which combines asymmetric and symmetric encryption. As well as a key exchange, right, to utilize public keys, in our case through elliptic curves, and which are used for generating Bitcoin private keys and public keys, which are those in turn used to generate addresses and whatnot. But we're not gonna go much into that in this one. But the point is, we figured out a really clever way to build upon those concepts in the last trip, which essentially uses the clout chain to do this encrypted communication. So it uses the ciphertexts that are produced in using these Bitcoin public keys. And so the TSN address receives these notifications basically by using people contacting them through op return on their clout chain, which obviously necessitates having a bit of clout in order to do these transactions. Again, the clout chain is basically just a fork of Bitcoin or Litecoin. Exact implementation, or if anything else is going to be tweaked, yet to be determined, but basically it's just that. So, if you're familiar with the op return concept in Bitcoin, it's the same thing that we'd be using with your clout chain. but we'd actually be using it as a communication mechanism here because people could encrypt their, could produce these encrypted ciphertexts to my particular public key and send it in a cloud chain transaction using OpperTurm, which is basically, it's not a transaction to me, but it's publishing it to the world on my blockchain. But the thing is, they would be signing this information within the plain text, right? And so you'd have people encrypting their signatures to me, which I would be decoding from the cloud chain op returns, and or decrypting, right? I should say, and or deciphering, and then I would be responding to them publicly on my own identity blockchain, right? By doing signed encryption, which would be sort of the inverse. So I would reference their ciphertext or even that transaction ID or hash, however you want to think about it or implement it, it works. And then I would respond to them with my own ciphertext responding to them, and then I would sign it on my identity chain. So they obviously know it's a response to them. So you have this back and forth of encrypted signatures and signed ciphertext. And so I could be having conversations with dozens of people, and you'd never know. You'd know I'd be having encrypted communications, but you'd have no idea who that'd be with, because their signatures would be encrypted in various cloud chain transactions. And important to distinguish between TSN addresses and cloud chain addresses, right? Because cloud chain addresses are, you know, like a Bitcoin address, basically. TSN is a designated specific address which is used as your identity in digital signatures, right? And we'll come back to that. But so, in our exploration and continued public, you know, learning in all this, we came to this pretty fucking cool solution to this problem. And so it goes to show, even though it seems like a sidetrack at first, because it's not that important of a feature, this encryption, it led us to what I'm going to talk about in this audio development journal, which is using a similar mechanism of cloud chain op returns, and just the cloud chain in general as a communication mechanism. And further goes to prove a lot of these concepts that we explored earlier in the year, such as op return in Bitcoin and different things of, you know, exploring how this, the meat and potatoes of our Truth Social network, you know, would be implemented. A lot of those sort of failed explorations that didn't get put into the final product, and you could read the white paper if you haven't, which has basically the bulk of this idea, and how it's gonna be put forth into action. Anyway, it proves that those failed attempts are actually, what's the word? It's, you know, it proves that this line of exploration of thinking is actually beneficial, because now we can reapply that concept of op return, which was used in a different context earlier on, which didn't prove to be valuable in that part of the protocol, which now that we have the cloud chain actually could become extremely valuable concept here. So anyway, just a wider thing about learning and progress. And even if you think you're failing, you are, you know, failing is a prerequisite to succeeding and making progress, right? But so let me break it down for you. Not only is this encryption concept using op return huge, but that shit got me to thinking, you know, how I'd be, once I get to thinking, leads to a lot more of it. fortunately or unfortunately, and in this case, pretty fortunately, because I started thinking, well, what if we just used the cloud chain for all notifications in general? Okay, so meditate on that for a second. So that could be huge. Let's back up, right? We had already been looking for how we were going to solve this problem of notifications, right? And it's not that it wasn't an unsolvable, it was that, well, first off, you could do it through backwards compatible accounts, and like, well, that's cool, it works, but it's kind of, all of that is kind of the intermediary stuff that will serve to transition us into a decentralized social network world, which is good and useful, but we obviously want to get to the final product of where you don't need any of that, right? So, even with that said, we spoke about how you could potentially use an API and, or would it be, just any kind of communication between servers. I guess it depends on if you're communicating from your own server or not. So then there's like API versus SSH, versus like there's these feeds like RSS and all this stuff. Anyway, I hadn't, that was the next step, was to dive into all that, to look into those potential solutions to this notification problem, or which combination of them and in which situations you wanted to use. But boom, we figured out how we could use OppReturn for encryption. And so, thinking more deeply about it, right? What if every notification was just a transaction on the cloud chain? What if it was an OppReturn transaction? Because, it's the perfect way for anyone who needs to communicate with me to communicate with me to communicate, and vice versa. And further, as we're going to get into at the end of this, to communicate with those who are running a node and mining and whatnot. So with that, so that's, me, I tend to go ahead, but let's focus on this for now. So check this out. You don't need any of the old technology, right? And so what if in order to do a notification, you had to do cloud chain OppReturn? So you've got, it's another use case to hold someone's cloud, A, and B, it's also a spam mitigation function, right? And a use case. So that's a big use case if you're an extremely popular account on some of these platforms and you're getting 5,000 notifications per day. What are, is even the point of that, right? If you can't even, if you have so many that they're essentially all valueless because you have so many of them, so people end up just not looking at any of their notifications. But what if you had some type of, value spam mitigation measure? This is like fits, it's like fits a missing piece of the puzzle that fits in fucking perfectly. And so if you want to fucking communicate with someone and potentially get it posted on their server feed, which gives them exposure to being tipped, right? Which is the whole anchor of the system in terms of, likes and follows and statistics and all that. None of that matters to us. What's more important is hash power and clout and, clout weight, how what how things are weighted and how much clout they get tipped. And so it gives people this way to get involved, right? And so any notification, whether you're just replying to something, or re-diming them or anything else, if you have a block publishing server, then you have a TSN signature page URL for that reply, and So you could potentially just encode that in op return because you get 80 bytes. And again, these are things that could potentially be tweaked if they needed to, but in our case, you're going to see why that's probably not the case. So you could do a notification as a signature page URL, but then you got the idea of lightweight replies, right? So people who don't have their own server. So the idea was they would just ping the actual message and accompanying signature themselves to the person. And we hadn't really worked out exactly how, if that was going to be an API or, using backwards accounts, which could be done today. And this is the perfect solution because check it. Really, all notifications, it's not that they need to be encrypted or they, it's not that it's a secret. This is social media, and your goal as someone replying is you want to get it posted on their server, but essentially, the person you're replying to is the moderator, right? So, what if you did it so that all notifications had to be encrypted by default? And so, this reinforces that dynamic that it is the, TSN address who gets to moderate what gets on their server, and, gives them exposure to their clout and their audience who owns their clout. And so it reinforces that, but it also solves the problem of like by encrypting this message, you don't need to have a server. You could be a lightweight address. So a lightweight address can encrypt a message but the signature will be, using their lightweight address that's encrypted in the plain text. And they don't need a server, they can just do it as an op return because all notifications are op returns. And it also provides the mechanism of condensing the information to that ciphertext output. So it could be a big message and it's condensed to that one output. So that's a huge win as well. And of course, hashing does a similar thing, but hashing isn't, the point isn't for encryption. It does have that characteristic that the output cannot, the input cannot be, ascertained from the output. It has that trapdoor, function like everything else, but you'd need to be pinging the accompanying message, which defeats the point in the first place. So, literally, by encrypting it all, you're condensing it as well, and you don't need to be sending an accompanying message because when I decrypt it, I get the whole motherfucking thing. So, this is really fucking interesting. It really could work that you just do all notifications as encrypted outputs, encrypted ciphertexts in op return. And, so say really what you're doing, and like, so you can also do that if you have a TSN address and the other person has a TSN address, meaning they have their own server, right? And cloud chain. If you want to be the initiator, with them, you could use their clout. So that's sort of the way it works. The system rewards these people who have their own, servers and cloud chains. In other words, if you don't have that, you're going to have to just own people's clout to get in touch with them. But if you have your own cloud chain, then you have your own clout, and they sort of have their relative values, right? So it's sort of like you can, eventually you'll be able to just use your own clout, and it'll be exchanged for someone else's when you're initiating a conversation with them. So it's like in other words, your clout will have a universal weight, right, or value, to be used in other places of the system, whether it's with other people, or with server feeds and whatnot. But it really does come together beautifully to just use the cloud chain as this communication mechanism. We're going to take that further in the last part of this. But also, so, it's like that's kind of like following someone. If you're going to follow them, presumably you might want to interact with them at one point, so you'd want to have some of their cloud. So it's like if people follow each other, then they're really following. It kind of gets back to this early idea of following is like mining. So you'd want to mine a bit. If people are following each other, they'd be mining their cloud, which would presumably really be really easy in the beginning with the CPU or whatever it is. And if it's not, that just means success, right? Because it means a lot of people want to eat at that fucking restaurant. So, and further, it's like if you're the fucking president or something like that, or someone who'd have a huge following, it just makes it that much harder to communicate because they would likely be hard to mi it would likely be hard to mine their clout because it's like the laws of nature makes it harder to communicate with that person. Now, of course, just because you're able to communicate doesn't mean they'll acknowledge it, but it's a beautiful representation of how things should work. Like maybe, someone with who has 5 million followers on Twitter, and essentially has to just ignore every notification and like not reply to anyone because they're just drowned out by it all, would be more interactive because there's a better mechanism for, for filtering who should be able to interact with them, right? So, cloud chain notifications, boom, that could really work. Now, I want to dig a bit deeper into this concept of using it as a communication protocol because it really could potentially be the last missing piece of the puzzle here, or major piece. I have to think about it more, but check this out. I've been, even before all this, was contemplating exactly how our identity blocks going to be proposed to the cloud chain network for acceptance. And again, acceptance is by embedding the hash in their Coinbase the free bytes transaction for mining, right? And so further, how are TSN accounts managed? Like as of now, it's a directory on your block publishing server, right? Which worked, but there may be a better way to do all this. So check this out. You have all your op returns of people trying to interact with me, for instance, if I'm the TSN address. But what if I literally used my TSN address as a cloud chain address to do op returns? And those are very special op returns because everyone would be who's mining would be that would be the communication mechanism by which they watched to get certain information. And so whether it's literally the TSN address itself that's doing these op returns, and we're going to get into that in an open source learning because there's things you have to be careful of with reusing the K value in ephemeral private and public key pairs, like a lot of people don't realize. There's a lot more going on with digital signatures in Bitcoin, and it's a bit more complex than meets the eye. So there may be some things you'd have to be careful about there. But the idea is you'd have your TSN address would literally sign op returns to signal things to miners. Or, you could do it as you could literally have use the accounts feature to designate which cloud chain addresses were yours if you had to. But I don't think you'd have to do that. I think you could literally just reuse a TSN. Like, normally you don't want to reuse addresses when it's talking about the privacy of transactions on a blockchain, and that's all good and well. But in this case, you want a communication mechanism where everyone knows it's you. So you could intentionally reuse your TSN address for actual transactions using op return on your own cloud chain. And that would be a special signal to all the miners, right, of how to go about things to be in consensus with the network. And so potentially, you could literally, instead of using a directory on your block publishing server to manage accounts, you'd establish your first account by doing your own op return with your own TSN address in your blockchain. And that would be sort of like, how you open up them and how you can denounce them in the same way. And so miners would know which accounts were yours based on op returns from this address. Now, accounts and like backwards account compatible accounts would be for everyone to see, and those aren't particularly relevant for miners, but the information would stand alone in of itself. But what's important to them is knowing your primary account, your block publishing server. So that's how they would sort of see where they should be getting their blocks from, right? So you open a primary account with an op return using your TSN address, and then that's how they know to go to validate blocks and the information, the TSN references there within. And so, for instance, BTC Joe uses his TSN address to open beateasyjoe.com, as I have right now, on my cloud chain with an op return transaction. And then eventually I would propose blocks as well by using op return to sign the hash. And that's sort of like my publishing them to the world, right? And so they know where they have to go to get that block. And instead of just sort of like when they see it on my site, they would be looking for any transaction from when they see a published block on my site. Instead of that, they would know, any transaction from my address is important to their revenue, right? That's how it starts, and that's how they continue to maintain it. So I would open accounts with my address and then propose a block by embedding the blocks, publish a block by embedding its hash in an op return transaction. And so then they go and they have that 1 hour differential, right? Which is good for this reason as well. So they have some time. And then they would go and validate the block following the rules of the TSN to see if it follows the rules of the TSN protocol at that actual site. And so, it actually makes it even better in terms of censorship resistance. If something were to happen with your domain or server or anything else, you can open up a new one with your TSN address in a transaction. And then they would officially know to look for blocks from that site, and they would see you publishing blocks from your address thereafter. And of course, their acceptance of it is by, exactly an hour later, or really exactly six blocks later, if you're using a Bitcoin fork, and that would be the equivalent in any other proof of work chain, that they know that if it's a valid block, they update their Coinbase transaction, which indicates acceptance, which they have an hour to do. And so everyone knows what they're supposed to do. And, if they don't do it, their blocks get rejected. So that's the essence of it. Cloud chain as a communication mechanism or protocol. And this could be huge. We'll see. Got to think about it more. Peace.